Today's Shiur Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Shen Yud Sif Vav. The Shulchan Aruch here is going to discuss the Isser known as Bittul Kli Mehechano, the negation of a Kli's use. One cannot take an action on Shabbos that causes a Kli's movement to become Usser, and there are different approaches in the Rishonim. For this Isser, we'll see it discussed in the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katon Chaf, but let's start. Sif Vav. Kol Davash Asul Tatalo, regarding any object that one is not allowed to move, Asuli take Tat of Kli, Kadesha Yipol Asocha, one cannot place a Kli under it so that this object, Kadesha Yipol Asocha, so this object will fall into the Kli. What's the reason? Venesha also a Kli Batoto, because this renders the Kli forbidden to move, and Ninsa Mevatel Kli Mechano. And this is what's called negating a Kli's use, Mevatel Kli Mechano. However, one is allowed to cover a mukzer object with an overturned kli, provided that the cover does not, touch the mukzer. We'll see what he means by touch the mukzer. What's the problem with touching mukzer? This lechayra is no issue of touching mukzer. We'll see very soon. Sif katan chaf v'nimtza mivatel, and one is thus negating a kli's use, and v'havi kesoiser ha kli. And according to the Mishnah Berurah here, he's quoting the Torah, this is like demolishing the Kli, Seiser, which is similar to, Stira, the Malacha of Stira, demolishing. Meaning, causing a Kli to be Mukta effectively negates its usage, utility, and is conceptually similar to the Malacha of Seiser, demolishing. And that's why it's Aser. This is the understanding of most Rishonim, Rashi, Shabbos, Rashi and Shabbos, however, is cholik. He, Rashi, unlike most Rishonim, likens it to attaching the kli to the place it rests, which resembles bona. We will move weiter. Listen, we had this earlier in Reish Samech Hei Sif Gimel, and the Mishnah Berurah is there. So we did discuss this at a prior time. Sif katan chaf aleph aval mutter lichbois, but you could go ahead and cover a mukta object with an overturned kli. Haynu de lo kerabi Yitzchak, the svirale the asal l'taltal shum kli ela b'shvil davar hamutter l'taltal. Why is he bringing this up? Because this is the Shulchan Aruch here is paskening keneged the opinion of Rabbi Yitzchak, who actually held in the Gemara that it is aser to move any kli unless it is for the benefit of another kli which may be moved. Meaning, according to his opinion, one cannot move a kli for the benefit of another object, as in this case, where he uses a kli to cover and protect something that's fragile if that other object is muksa. So this is a really a machlokes amorayim, and the Shulchan Aruch here is paskening le kula, that it is okay, but he says, unless he touches it. Now, what's the problem with touching it? What's the problem with touching the muksa? So here the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chaf Beis, the Afal Gad the Mutter Ligad the Muksa, even though it's mutter to touch muksa, Kidl El and Siman Shin Ches Sif Gimel, Hacha Beis Akai. Here we're going and we're talking about a muksa egg, Ukadesh Lo Yinanei Osa, and the concern is that if you touch it, it's going to move it because it's an egg. Aval Davar She'Elim Is Nadei Dali Dinegiya, but something that's not going to roll and move when you touch it, that's going to be Shri. There's no problem if you touch the muksa. The only problem is moving muksa. Sif Zayin. Mita Shigesh Alea Maos, or Afilu Ein Alea Ata, Vahaya Alea Bein Hashmashos, Aser Le Taltala. So we have here regarding a bed upon which there are coins, or even if there are none upon it now, but there were during Bein Hashmashos. Aser Le Taltala. Mita Shigesh Alea Maos, or Afilu Ein Alea Ata, Vahaya Alea Bein Hashmashos, Aser Le Taltala. What's the reason? The Migo. The Iskatsai Le Hashmashos, Iskatsai Le Kule Yema. So in the next three se'ifin, the Shulchan Aruch is going to go back to the issue of mukta, the items that rest upon basically mutter items, known as basis ladavar aser. We discussed it earlier in Shintes. And there are two basic concerns that you always have to be concerned about when you have these basis situations. One is that it actually becomes a basis ladavar aser, and then the base is mamish mukta, like the mukta on top of it. And then, if it's not a basis, then you have to be concerned with the issue of tilkul minatzad, indirect movement of muktzah. And even if the permitted object is not a basis, under certain circumstances, he's not allowed to move it. Because by doing so, he's indirectly moving the muktzah. And as we saw, tzitzel min hatzad only can be moved l'tzorech gufo u'makomo. You have to preferably knock off the muktzah before you move it. As opposed to what is known as tiltul begufo, we saw that might be allowed if it's moving it with your body. There you could be more makel, as we'll possibly see again here. We now move weiter in the Mishnah Brura, Siv Katan Chaf Gimel, Vahaya Aleha Ben Hashemasho. So you have these coins that were on the bed. So you'll be asking yourself, how is that different than coins on a pillow, where we said you could knock it off and things like that? So he says, Umayri Sheiniach. We're talking about where the person placed the coins on the bed intentionally, and therefore the bed is mamish a basis. Because if it was where he forgot them there, then even if the coins are still on the bed, it's not a basis that he can shake them off. And for sure, it's not going to become the mita in such a case where he forgot it. It's not going to become a basis for the entire Shabbos, even if they were upon it at the onset of Shabbos, as we saw above. Right? We saw above in Shin Tes Sif Dalid. Sif Katan Chaf Dalid. Before we do that, we have to see the Ramah. Ramah says, "Vafilu Tzarach Gufo Ol Tzarach Makomo." It's going to be usher to move even the Tzarach Gufo Ol Tzarach Makomo because it became a basis. The din basis can also have Muktzah Shalav Sif Katan Chaf Dalid because the basis gets the status of the Muktzah that's upon it. Became the most heavy Muktzah Machmas Gufo since money is total Muktzah, 100% full blown Muktzah. The usher, I feel the tzarach gufo makamo, and it's usher even to move it, to use it, or for its place. So gam din amita kachu, so too the bed, which has become a full blown basis in this case, would be rendered mukta machmas gufo like the coins that are on top of it. We now move on to the shulchan aruch. V'hu adin l'chol davar heter shemunach alav iser. So now the shulchan aruch continues that the same halacha applies to any permitted object upon which a forbidden object, a muksa object, is placed. However, aval im ein aleha tamos v'gam lo aya aleha ben hashmashos, if there are no coins upon the bed now, and there were none upon it during ben hashmashos, so here the Shulchan Aruch is going to say something that the Ramah is going to take issue with. He says, mutu l'taltu afil yichad alamayis v'nicham aleha mebo yom kevan shesilkan kodem ben hashmashos. So the Shulchan Aruch holds, in such a case, one can move the bed even if he designated it for storing coins and placed them upon it before Shabbos, since he removed them prior to Bein HaShemashah. So here comes the Ramah, and he says, not so fast. V'yesh osrin b'yiched le'kach. There are those, however, that aser moving the bed if one designated it for coins, and then hiniach behem and placed them upon it. Even if he removed these coins before Shabbos. Therefore, this is very relevant. Okay, Mrs. Saffel, listen very carefully to this. Based on this, one cannot move a purse, even if the coins were removed before Shabbos. Even if the coins were moved out of the purse before Shabbos. Ella, the only way it's going to be okay, according to this Ramah, is if an act such as opening its bottom, which negate its original designation as a purse, occurs, and then he just like sews it back up. The minag, he says, the chayin noagin, the minag is to follow this opinion. Psh. Miyu, however, the Ramah goes on and says something that the Mishnah Brura is going to take issue with. L'tzorech gufo l'tzorech makomo mutter. But you would be able to move it, l'tzorech gufo makomo, this purse that was designated for coins, even if it was emptied out, you would be able to move it, l'tzorech gufo or l'tzorech makomo. Mishnah Brura is going to have something to say about this very soon. V'yesh osrim sifkan chafei. V'yesh osrim v'yichei l'kach. There are those that aser just designating the purse as something that is for, specifically for coins and money. What's the reason? Taimo, to agree on Mishak Kli Shemalach Elisa. This is worse than a regular Kli Shemalach Elisa that is used primarily for Isser. Kevan, Sheyichta Behed Yelzeh, because he designated it specifically for the coins, and therefore, Mistama Miyachet La Makom. Therefore, Mistama, he establishes the place, he's makbid shalolish tamish ba. He's makbid not to use it for tashmish achez uazah. He's makbid not to go ahead and use it for other things. So the truth is, it's not 100% like a woman's pocketbook, because she usually has a lot of other things that she puts in there as well. So then it could probably be a klisha malakal iser. But he says, mikomakam lo niach ba dayin mos klal. He says, though, even according to this opinion, that it becomes full-blown mukso more than a klisha malakal iser if it's designated specifically for coins. If he has yet to put coins in it, he just designates it for money. Rak b'yichad ba'alma ein shem mukta ale. Will not have the status of mukta. Das mana lav nosei, because just designating it won't make it into a purse for money. Val kain, therefore, din kimukta machmas lisaran kis, dina kimukta machmas kis. The Mishnah Berurah here says that based on this, this purse that was designated for money, and money was put in it before Shabbos, has a din of mukta machmas lisaran kis, and therefore kain kasu ha-paiskin, and the kasu ha-mari Avram, and mari Avram therefore writes, so the fee zeh, based on this, afil l'tarach gufo makama aser. It's going to be aser to move this purse that was designated for coins before Shabbos, and coins were put in it before Shabbos, even if the coins were emptied, you would not be able to move with the Tzarach Gufo Mekomo, and therefore he's Nishar B'Tema. Therefore, he has real difficulty with the end of the Ramah, where the Ramah Kasav, the Ramah writes, right, the end of this Ramah, it said, the Shita Zu, according to the opinion, that the Tzarach Gufo Mekomo Mutter, right? The Ramah says at the end there, Mi, the Tzarach Gufo, the Tzarach Mekomo Mutter. He doesn't understand why. The lesson makes no sense. Maybe Rayos is there, he brings Rayos, the Chaim Bepisha. So to in the Prisha of Eragra, they're masking with Varav, they agree with the Magen Avram. Vayeima shekasav will come and see what we're going to write about this coming up very soon. Sivkat of Chavav, Ella im Kain Asa. So according to this, the only thing that's going to, according to this opinion, the only thing that's going to allow one to then move this purse that was mamish designated for coins and used for coins, is that there was some maisa done to take it away from being that item that it was. The maisa zu, this maisa of, let's say, undoing the bottom of the purse, that gets rid of the mindset of being miyachidit, even if you put the coins. But ma'isa she'asa be'ikara she'niach b'maos, and the ma'isa that was done before of putting the coins in will also get undone when you take apart the purse. Now, here's the sifkat in Chavzayin, where Mishnah Berurah once again is going to take issue with what the Rama said, based on the Magen Avram. Miyu l'tzorach gufo, the Rama said l'tzorach gufo, you'd be able to move this purse. So ayin b'sifkat in Chavhei. Check out the Sifkat Chafei, what the Magen Avram and the Shara Chronim Tamu Alzeh. They don't understand at all why the Ramah is saying this. They hold it, according to this opinion, it is totally usher to move it. It's like Mutsa Machmas Yisar and Kis, not like a Kalisha Malachdal Isser. However, Halacha Lamaisa, the Sefer Eliyahu Rabbah, makes the following compromise. The Afsha Kis Miyucha Lamos. Even if the kiss is designated for coins, kol she'ein darko lahakbid, the person is not makbid laniach bo dvarim acherim, he's not makbid from putting other things in the purse or the pocketbook, like napkins or a lot of other stuff that they got in there. Einenu b'chlal muktzamach maslisarim kiss, then it won't be muktzamach lichares kiss, it will rak kestam kli shevlat l'iser, it will just be like a kli shevlat l'iser because its primary function is to hold the wallet, and to hold mukzah and checks and things like that. Ukemoshe kasav v'sif katan chavhei, like we're in shif katan chavhei. Mikol makom, hacha shari litei betoch hakis ve... Oh, sorry, v'chein hiskim v'sefer beis meir ayin sham, and this was agreed to in the sefer beis meir. Check it out. Now we continue on, and we're going to discuss now pockets. Pockets on Shabbos that have coins in them. People have money left in their pockets, or they put money in their pockets, and the different types of pockets. So comes the Ramah, he says, V'chein b'kis ha-tofur b'beged. So too when he writes that one can go ahead and wear a garment with a pocket sewn onto it, he says, Hodol v'ikar ha-beged o medel vosh. So he says that one could wear a garment with a pocket sewed into it as long as he removes the coins from it, because the main part of the garment is designated for wearing, and the pocket becomes subordinate to it. The kiss batel etzlo. The kiss is going to become, is subordinate to the beged, the ikar part of the beged, which is designated for wearing. So let's look now at these key Mishnah Brurahs regarding this. The akis batel etzlo. The kis is subordinate to it. Otzalomar. This means to say that al kain mutter latzeisbo afilu shesarabim. What does he mean when he says the pocket is subordinate to it? The kis is batel etzlo. It's coming to tell us that it is mutter even to go out with it, even in Rishus HaRabim. Afilu Rishus HaRabim. The lower meaning of the kis have a masoi. And we don't say that the pocket is a masoi, right? Literally, a load or a burden. The term refers to, right, that we've had earlier, an item that is subject to the iser of hotzah from shus to shus, even when worn on a person, unlike clothing and jewelry, which are not subject to these iserim, because they're buttled to the body. Here, although a pocket does not clothe the body or serve it in any way, and should l'chayra be considered a masoi, what he's saying here is one may nonetheless wear a garment with a pocket in Shusha Rabim, and this is because the pocket is considered batel to the garment, subordinate to the garment, and he is therefore not considered to be transporting it. The Magen Avraham goes on. O Kasav, ta'afilu im nizbor l'mala b'das Rabbeinu Tam, ta'af l'tzarech gufo l'makomo aser. He says, even if we understand that in the case of a bed designated for storing money discussed above, even moving it letzorach gufo or letzorach makomo is going to be usher, kemoshe kasamni, like we wrote in Sifkat and Chafhei and Chafzayin, mikol makom hacha. Nevertheless, here, mikol makom hacha, shari litain took a kiss litomeno. It's going to be mutter to place items inside the pocket and to remove items from it. Why? The whole of Yesha Dayan Mos Bakis. That's right. The Hachazinon, the Lo Kapil Alayu Bechol, Laniach Bogam Dvarim Acherim. Nevertheless, it's going to be mutter to place items inside the pocket and to remove items from it. Why? Since we see that on weekdays, people are not particular to avoid placing other items in it as well. The Hachazinon, the Lo Kapil Alayu Bechol, Laniach Bo Gam Dvarim Acherim. So therefore, it's mutter to place items inside the pocket and to remove items from it. No problemo. Now, what does he mean? Again, Rebbeinu Tam here is the basis for the opinion above in the Rama that Asa is moving a bed that is designated for containing muksa, like a purse. And the Mishnah Brura we saw explains that the bed is absolute muksa, like the Magen Avraham, and can't be moved at all. But here, okay, although the Magen Avraham paskins that one may not go ahead and move it at all, here it would be okay because people, as we said, are not particular to avoid placing other items in it as well. Now we're going to see coming up in Sifkat and Chavtes something a little sticky, which we're going to have to explain. So then he goes on. Aval. Let's go back now to the Rama. Aval im shachach bo mos. If a guy goes ahead and he forgot coins inside the pocket, mutu l'talte la beged. The lower meaning of the chol ha beged nasi abbasas la mos. He can move the garment, because we don't say that the entire garment then becomes a basis to the coins. Ho vein ha mos al ikar ha beged. Since the coins are not on the main part of the beged. Aval ein l'lov show b'shabbos. Still, he should not wear the beged on Shabbos. Why? The chayshin shame yetzei bo, because we're concerned that maybe he will go out with it. As we said earlier, k'dileel simin shin aleph sif lamed gimel. He says also in the base Yosef, so if simin shin tes va'ein l'el simin reish samach vav. Check out earlier in reish samach vav. Im shachach kislo etzlo b'shabbos madino. Regarding the halacha pertaining to one who forgot and left his purse, his kiss, on himself on Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah Brura here. Very important. Couple of Mishnah Brura's. Very important. Important. Sif katan. Choftes. Avalim shachach. Rasa la'ikir levare lanu. His basic intent here of the Rama is to clarify as follows. The whole of the Yesh Adayin Ma'os Bakis, And since there are still coins in the pocket, also the love show shema yishkach the yetze. One cannot wear the beged because he might forget and go out into a rishus harabim with the coins. Kedim esayim l'asof, as he concludes at the end of the sif. V'rak l'taltel mutter. Only moving the garment without wearing it is mutter. V'da'od. And you should know also that although the Rama writes, if he forgot the coins, the lav davka shachach. This psak is not limited specifically to a case where he forgot them. Da'afilu miniach mos bekivun. Because even if he placed coins there deliberately, meba'od yom, before Shabbos, and he intended that they would remain there for the entire Shabbos. After akis nase bosses lamos, even though in the case he intended that they would remain there for the Shabbos, the entire Shabbos, even although in this case the pocket becomes a bosses for the coins, after akis nase bosses lamos mikova ko mutter l'taltel. Still, nonetheless, it's mutter to move habeged the beged. Even while the coins are inside the pocket. Why? Because the beggar does not become a buses to the coins. Since they are not on the main part of the beggar. Nevertheless, he says, if he placed the coins in the pocket intentionally, as we just said, he cannot place his hands inside the pocket. The al kolponim hakis nase buses lamos, because minimally the pocket becomes a buses to the coins. Va'afilu la'acha shehusru lamos mitocham, and this is even after the coins have been removed from the pocket. Why? Da'arei al kolponim ben hashmona diskoy hakis lamos, because the pocket was mukza as a buses to these coins during ben hashmoshos. Umikol makom in efshar b'niyur yireh l'nayim b'tchila. So he says, even though one can move a garment, he's going back now, with coins in its pocket, he says, right, even in the case you could go ahead and move the garment with coins in its pocket, he says, and this is what we try to do, if it's possible to shake them out, one should take care to do so at the outset. The yesh shesovrin, because there are opinions that hold, even though the coins are now the main part of the beged, one is still required to shake them out before moving the garness, the garment, the beged, whether it was placed there intentionally or he forgot them, like we'll say, coming up very soon at the end of Sif Katan Lamed, which we're going to do right now, Hoil. That's what the Ramad said. Kloma, this means to say, this is getting into a whole yisoid here, that the pocket is not sewn lengthwise along the garment. Elapiv levat, like for example, like you have on the pocket on the shirt. The pocket on the shirt, right, is usually sewn lengthwise along the garment. Rather, we're talking about the pocket that you have on your, let's say, your pants. Right, elapiv levat tafur, v'hu kulo tolui. Rather, its opening alone is sewn to the garment, and the pocket itself, in its entirety, hangs from it. That's what we're talking about here. This is what the Beis Yosef says. Dimaya kis kulo tafur bebeged, because if the entire pocket was sewn into the garment, like by the shirt, like on a shirt, amir nikol beged naseh basis. Then we say that the entire pocket was sewn onto the garment, and therefore the entire garment becomes a basis if coins were left there intentionally. He goes on. And even the Rama here refers to a case where one forgot the coins. Right? He's referring to where one forgot the coins, that neither the garment nor even the pocket is a basis. Nevertheless, if the entire pocket was sewn onto the garment, one would be required to shake the mukta off before moving it. Like we say, Kidla El and Simon Shintesiv Dalit. Masha Ein Ken Kishakis Talui. As opposed to if the pocket is hanging like in the pants, ain't sarach afil niyur mitchila. You would not even need and require shaking. Why? Because even though in general one must shake the muktzah from the permitted item before moving it, in this case one need not do so because the coins are resting on this ancillary portion of the garment. and therefore moving it is not considered even tiltal minatzad. Okay? But as we said in the previous sif katan, yesh machmir v'sayrin degam bezeh tzarech niyur metchila. There are those who, as we said, are machmir and hold it, even in this case, of the pocket, with coins in the pocket, one must, okay, it must be shaken out first. This opinion, Pashtus, understands that our case is indeed comparable to a standard case of tiltul min atzad, and one must therefore shake off the muksa if possible. And again, this is the minhag where people do. They have coins, even if they forgot coins in their pocket, they try to knock them out, get them out of there. Sif katan lamid aleph. Finally, sif katan lamid aleph. Ve'in amos, the coins are not on the main part of the beged. Kasav ha-magen Avram, the magen Avram writes that this applies. Dafka kishe peh akiz tafur la beged, when the edge of the pocket is sewn to the garment. Azam yendu batal gabe beged. Only then do we say that it is batal to the beged. V'chein kishe yesh mos toch teva be shulchan shekarin tish gestel v'asu yivinyan sheyesh alatzi l'garmin ha-shulchan. Similarly, when there are coins inside the drawer of a table, inside the drawer of a desk, referred to as a tish kestel, which is made in a way that it cannot be entirely removed from the desk, from the table. In such a case, the drawer, al-kain nisbata al-yikar al-shulchan, the drawer is considered subordinate to the table, and the table will then be able to be moved. Now, one cannot, however, open and close the drawer, since the drawer itself is a basis. Like this is what similar to what the Mishnah Berurah wrote in Sifkan Chavtes above, that one may not, that one cannot put his hand into a pocket which is a basis to coins, even though the garment as a whole is not a basis and may be moved. Aval, kesha kis malei mos, continuing on in the Mishnah Berurah. If you have a kis, a pouch, a purse full of coins, kosher lebeged, it's tied to a beged, hu kli b'fnei atzmo, it's considered an independent kli. Ve'eino batel legabe habeged, and it's not going to be batel subordinate to the beged. So then, similarly, chein ha-teva, so too, of a drawer. Im yichol motzi legami min ha-shulchan, if it can be entirely removed from the table, each component, meaning the table and the drawer, im kein kol echad v'yechad kli b'vnei atzmo, each one is an independent kli, but on his batel legabe ha-shulchan, and therefore, it's not going to be batel, this drawer, to the table, and therefore, in such scenarios, in these two scenarios, where the pouch full of coins is tied to a garment and considered independent kli, and not bottled to the beged, and so too when the drawer, if it could be entirely removed from the table, and it's viewed as an independent kli, so if that's the case, it's going to be usher to move the beged or the table. Why? Because then they can become a buses to the coins. Kishaniach has a mos bum. When the coins were placed within them before Shabbos, may I have Shabbos? Al das yusham b'Shabbos. With intent that they remain there on Shabbos. If the coins were placed within them before Shabbos, with the intent that they remain there on Shabbos, imlo shemunach al shulchan davar hetesh shechashav yosef nasa shulchan buses lo. Unless, of course, he says, there's also a permitted item on the table, which is more chashuv. This is what's called basas lebever aser umutur. In that case, the table becomes a basas to also the permitted non-muksa item, and is not going to be muksa this basas, as we stated earlier, to lekame in sif ches. V'im shachach lutlam me'er Shabbos. If one did not intentionally leave the coins, but rather he forgot to remove them from before Shabbos, although no basas was created, al ponim sarach medina niyur mitzvila. Okay, there is still a chiyuv mi'ikar adin to shake out the muksa at the outset. Ach im yesh besocham rak eza prutos. However, if the pouch or drawer contains just a few shtikl prutos, then they are negligible in relation to betelim legabe habeged bal shulchan, and negligible with respect to the beged at the table. Deina the mevatel bigdol b'shulchan b'shul eza prutos. The person would not negate the use of his garment and his table for mere prutos, and therefore he says the item is not going to be a basis. But the idea here is the fact that a basis is muksa is based on the concept that it is subservient to the muksa item it serves. and therefore assumes its muktzah status. According to this Chayei Adam now, we do not view a basis as subservient to an item whose value is negligible relative to the basis itself. Nevertheless, when it is evident that an object serves as a basis, if he knows he's not saying this, if it's evident that the object serves as a basis, then it's going to be muktzah regardless of the muktzah item's value. For example, a garbage can is considered a basis even though the muktzah garbage it contains is worthless. So in that sense, it's negligible. Why? Because the purpose of the can is specifically to hold the garbage. Or for example, Rav Nissim Karolitz paskens that if one placed even low-value coins in a drawer in a calculated, deliberate manner, even according to the Chayei Adam, it would render the drawer a basis, since his actions have revealed that he desires this particular arrangement. The Chayei Adam's kula applies only when the owner's actions do not denote this attitude. Like for example, if a few coins were left in the drawer after most had been removed. Finally, Od Kasa the Chayei Adam further proposes the following. He says that the table is considered a basis only when the table drawer is in general designated for storing coins or other mukta items. He writes that if, however, the drawer attached to the table is generally used to store bread and knives, and one happened to place coins in it, the table is not considered a basis, he says. Afilu, this is because, afilu ein ba lechem v'sakinin, even if right now the drawer has no bread and knives, afal gav dehatish kestel, vaday osa l'taltel, even though it is definitely usa to move the drawer itself, since it's buses to the muksa it contains, aval mutter l'taltel ashulchan. He says, however, it's going to be mutter to move the table. Why? Sharet gav matish kestel, because even this drawer, hu be'etzem kli shemlach l'hetter, it's be'etzem a kli shevelachto leheter, and in kein nasa shulchan basis li'isir leheter. Therefore, the shulchan will be a basis li'isir leheter. It's sort of, Ian, he says, it's not so simple. Ayin sham ov mashu kasab in zeh. The idea being here that although the drawer is muksa as a basis to the coins it contains, since it is essentially a permitted item, it cannot render the table that holds it a basis le'davar asa. Consequently, the table is a basis to both a asr and more chashuv permitted item, namely the drawer, and is not considered a basis l'davar aser. This is a chiddush, because one might have assumed, this is why he says sarach ian, that since the drawer is in fact muksa, it does, along with the coins, render the table a basis l'davar ha'aser. And that's why the Chayei Adam himself says this requires more analysis. He says, check out what he has written regarding this matter, and